Hello, and welcome to the Your Retina Independent Medical Education Consensus Video Interviews on Dry AMD and Geographic Atrophy. My name is Peter Kaiser, and today I'll review key considerations for early diagnosis of dry AMD and how to assess risks for disease progression to geographic atrophy, as well as emerging treatment options.
The consensus survey unanimously agrees that the top two biomarkers to evaluate a dry AMD patient's risk to GA progression are iRORA and cRORA and hyperreflective foci. Baseline lesion size and lesion location were the top two predictors for fast disease progression. How important is it to detect these biomarkers and predictors for disease progression in a dry AMD patient, and would you recommend to do this upon diagnosis, or should this be an ongoing part of patient monitoring? Following the advances in OCT imaging, the classification of atrophy meeting, CAM group, revised the criteria to redefine GA. The CAM group identified categories of GA based on OCT criteria, which described whether the atrophy is complete or incomplete and whether it occurs in association with RPE atrophy. I definitely use these biomarkers to evaluate the patient in clinical practice, and also I evaluate where is the location of the lesion in respect to the center of the fovea.
Well, if you look at hyperreflective foci as well as iRORA, we know these are very important risk factors for progression to geographic atrophy. So if you have a patient with dry macular degeneration, you see these biomarkers, you may want to see them more frequently, because as they become cRORA or geographic atrophy, we now have treatments for this disease. In the past, when we did not have a treatment, you really wouldn't change your monitoring, so it really wasn't as relevant. But now that we have a treatment, looking for these biomarkers are indeed very important in monitoring as well as at diagnosis.
Well, I would say that both, because as we were commenting previously, first of all, we need to start to understand the imaging, the multimodal imaging of dry AMD, because we are entering into a new era of possible treatment options. So we really need to describe and understand each specific patient. On the other hand, we need also to analyze the risk of progression, because probably according to these risks, we will decide which patients would need a treatment in a determined moment. So I would say that biomarkers are important, the same that they are for diabetic patients, and it's also important to detect if there are any changes in the biomarkers. That's why I think it's important not only in baseline or in the definition or diagnosis of the patient, but it's also very important on the follow-up of these patients.
Atrophic lesion growth and visual acuity loss are the top two hallmarks of monitoring dry AMD disease progression. Functional clinical tests were regarded as less relevant for everyday practice. How do you address the lack of correlation between visual function and retinal morphology when you talk to your patients? Well, the reason there is a lack of correlation is really the function of how we design clinical studies. So if you allow patients into a clinical study for geographic atrophy, for instance, that has subfoveal atrophy, even with the best treatment, in general, the visual function in that patient isn't going to change. And that's the reason why the US FDA does not rely on improvements in visual function or preventing visual function loss as the outcome measure for geographic atrophy studies. We are simply looking to see if prevention of GA progression occurs, since we know that by doing this, eventually, this will have an effect on visual function.
Well, we know since many years ago that many times there is no correlation between the OCT findings and the visual acuity. So this is easy. But in this specific disease, sometimes visual acuity is not the best way to measure or to evaluate the function. Also because in geographic atrophy, the visual acuity or the visual function is damaged. But I think that in my opinion, patients are feeling this change in vision, and they are the first one referring doctor. Probably the visual acuity is the same, but my vision is not the same. So I would put it on the other way around, and probably just explaining and just reminding the patients that these changes are due to the disease is the only thing we need to do. Reinforce that it's normal, unfortunately, that the visual function is changing due to the damage of the retina.
So this is an important point, the lack between the correlation in retinal morphology and visual function in patients that are affected by GA. We know that the GA does not involve the center of the fovea at the very beginning, but only at the late stages of the disease. So what I say to the patient is that it would be really important to monitor them, and when we will have available the new treatments to treat them before the lesion involves the fovea. That's why a regular follow-up is essential in these patients.
Until recently, lifestyle changes and the prescription of supplements were the main options to manage patients with dry macular degeneration. What's your approach to communicating with patients about lifestyle changes as well as new and emerging treatment approaches? Well, it's interesting because many patients, especially with intermediate and early dry macular degeneration, have no idea that they have a problem that could eventually become late macular degeneration with loss of vision. Maybe they had a family member or they knew someone who lost vision from dry macular degeneration. And those patients, it's easier to discuss lifestyle changes. But I always like to mention to patients, for instance, that if they're a smoker, they should stop smoking. If they have a poor diet or they don't exercise, to do both those things. As well as those patients who have developed geographic atrophy, now I start to speak to them about treatment approaches. Both of our drugs that are approved for the treatment of geographic atrophy in the United States allow for patients to be treated irrespective of the location of their geographic atrophy. And that's important because there has to be an agreement between the physician and the patient to continue this treatment. This is not a treatment that you would do as needed or treat and extend. The clinical studies have shown very closely that performing a fixed dosing interval is what's best for reducing GA progression. And it's important patients understand that.
Well, I think that we all have in mind how important is in diabetic patients' lifestyle. I'm comparing all the time with this disease because it's very prevalent and we are all familiar with it. We also know for very long studies that the supplements work. So they are able to reduce the progression in 25 to 30% in 5 years follow-up. So I think it's really important, the lifestyle changes. And we also know how, for example, smoking could be for the progression of the disease. I know that there are some groups studying in the influence of these changes in lifestyle to the progression of AMD, so probably in a short future, we will have specific data related to that. So I think it's important, together with the supplements, together with the lifestyle, just to start to talk about the new possible treatments that are coming. Because unfortunately, this is a very important cause of vision loss, and it's important for patients that are really worried about losing this function.
I always advise my patients with intermediate AMD or with GA to adopt lifestyle changes. So to stop smoking if they smoke, to look after their weight, and also to protect their eyes from the UV light. I also advise them to follow with the regular visits and follow-ups with their ophthalmologist. I also prescribe the vitamins and the supplements if the patients do not have, let's say, healthy or Mediterranean diet.
I hope that the Your Retina Independent Medical Education Consensus video interviews will improve your ability to effectively diagnose and manage dry macular degeneration patients and those patients with geographic atrophy in your practice. Thank you, and until next time.